Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, leads the charge, sees impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, has seen impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations, reporting a 201% year-over-year revenue increase in Q4. The company completed additional gathering lines and acquired Endeavor entities. With a focus on clean technologies, VivaCore is proving that environmental responsibility and profitability can go hand in hand. As the oil and gas industry faces increasing scrutiny for its environmental impact, VivaCore's innovative approach is setting a new standard. Advancements in clean technology offer pathways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and VivaCore is leading the charge in this important shift towards sustainability.
U.S. senators block California's EV mandate. The United States Senate has blocked a landmark California electric vehicle mandate that would have required the state to phase out gas-powered vehicles in favor of battery electric vehicles. Although California already has the largest fleet of BEVs in the U.S., the mandate aimed to accelerate electrification by pressuring carmakers to develop more EV models. Green energy ecosystem players like SolarBank Corp. may now have to rethink their market strategies. Connected vehicles are leaping into the driver's lane, and Iteris software and hardware stack is playing a role. Connected vehicle technology is no longer just a concept, with cities and agencies worldwide implementing it to improve safety and reduce congestion. The market is projected to reach $446.6 billion by 2033, growing at a rate of 19.5% over a decade. Iteris Inc. is at the forefront of this movement, offering AI-powered sensors, cameras, and software, like V2X Connect, which recently received certification for its ability to analyze network traffic in real time. Their Vantage Argus CV software provides a hardware-agnostic solution for collecting travel time data and optimizing traffic flow. Paired with Bluetoad Spectra CV, a roadside unit combining multiple wireless technologies, Iteris is positioning itself as a leader in the connected vehicle space.
Who is building Ecuador's next modern mine? A global mining investment destination. Ecuador is poised for a mine-building surge as President Daniel Noboa's re-election aligns with high metals prices and several projects ready for development. With six projects at the development stage representing at least $10 billion U.S. dollars in investment, Ecuador is becoming a global mining investment destination. For more information about Silvercorp Metals, please visit silvercorpmetals.com/welcome. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Learn more at investorwire.com.
Ductless Plus, to be featured on Designing Spaces. Ductless Plus, a leading HVAC solutions provider in Denver, is set to be featured on Designing Spaces. Partnering with Mitsubishi Electric, they offer state-of-the-art ductless HVAC systems delivering personalized comfort, 40% more energy efficiency, and zero gas emissions. Viewers will learn about the misconception that heat pumps aren't reliable in cold climates, debunked by Mitsubishi Electric's cold climate technology. Ductless Plus stands out with tailored solutions for new and older homes, providing individual room control, on-demand heating and cooling, and true air supply and return in every space they condition. Clean, quiet, and efficient comfort is their focus, making them a leader in residential and commercial HVAC innovation.
Investor News. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOO, signs heads of terms to acquire UK fuel distributor for £50 million. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, OO, has signed non-binding heads of terms to acquire UK-based fuel distribution business for £50 million with £40 million debt finance cash and £10 million in Fusion Fuel ordinary shares. The target company had FY 2025 revenues of $58 million and net income of $7 million. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that the acquisition will complement Fusion Fuel's operations and align with its strategy to build a diversified energy portfolio. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries, focusing on industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit h.eu.
Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NACHTOO, signs heads of terms to acquire UK fuel distributor for £50 million. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, listed on NASDAQ as HTOO, has agreed to acquire a UK fuel distributor for £50 million. The deal includes £40 million in debt-financed cash and £10 million in Fusion Fuel ordinary shares. The target company, with FY 2025 revenues of $58 million and net income of $7 million, has minimal debt. Fusion Fuel's CEO, John Paul Backwell, stated that the acquisition will complement their existing operations and align with their strategy to build a diversified energy portfolio. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its subsidiaries Alshola Gas and BrightHy, focusing on industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit Fusion Fuel's website.
Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, signs heads of terms to acquire UK fuel distributor for £50 million. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NAS, has signed non-binding heads of terms to acquire a UK-based fuel distribution business for £50 million, with £40 million in debt-financed cash and £10 million in Fusion Fuel ordinary shares. The target company reported FY 2025 revenues of $58 million and net income of $7 million. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that the acquisition would complement Fusion Fuel's operations and align with its strategy to build a diversified energy portfolio. Fusion Fuel Green PLC is known for its energy engineering solutions through Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries, serving various sectors with industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit ace-fuel.eu. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.